This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Devin.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Everywhere I go, they go with me. Everywhere I go. And that's because of what they are. It's because they're indestructible. It's because of their innovation. It's because of what they do. It's because of their retention, their modularity. It's because they continue to innovate and they continue to take something that they started, at least that I'm aware of, 4 years ago, and improve upon that. The foundation has been laid. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All of these things that I've mentioned earlier today, you know, the whole resistance to trying to tamp down the Second Amendment. Every time you have a Chris Murphy, out there saying what you have, every time you have a shooting in Charleston, every time you have a shooting in Virginia, and they come out and they start saying, we need to do something about guns, we see a spike in sales. In June, we had a monthly high of 1.5 million guns. In July, 1.6. This past month, 1.7 million guns sold and taken home. This is the June to August stretch, is a stretch that spanned a series of deadly gun attacks that happened in Charleston and in Roanoke. We saw other things happening at other places. Larry Keene, who's the general counsel for the Firearm Industry Trade Association, NSSF, said whenever there's a call for gun control, sales increase. This is a fact. NICS only tracks the number of background checks, including so-called online sales and sales from FFLs at gun shows and other venues, not the actual number of guns sold in each transaction. There are background checks. I had to go through a background check to get the shotgun back from Robar. Even though it was my shotgun. But that that 350 million plus guns here in the United States, that tally continues to go up each and every month. Every time the Democrats call for gun control, every time they try to put out the perception that violent crime is on the rise, that works against them. Because people want to protect themselves from the violent crime that they think is on the rise. And there's, you know, with each and every passing moment, whether it's the Supreme Court deciding that, you know, there is such a thing as going against the natural order and saying gay marriage is law and constitutional, or you've got Hillary Clinton saying that, well, yeah, my private email server was perfectly okay, and no, nobody had any security clearances, but that was okay, too. And, yeah, so what? They were handling classified information. It shouldn't have been classified. We've heard so much stuff coming from the feds. We've seen so much inaction from the Republicans. We've seen all of this stuff. We don't trust the feds anymore. We don't trust the feds at all. So, especially when some of these feds get up there and say, we need to be taking guns from people, which is what it boils down to, or we need to make guns hard for people to get, which is another thing they say pretty much, then people start buying guns. The exact opposite of what they want to have happen happens. Which is pretty funny when you think about it. When you've got a federal government that seems foreign, when they're welcoming foreigners in here. Right now, you know, we've got this thing happening in Europe with the Syrian, African, and Asian refugees, and everybody's saying the only people that can do anything about it is Obama, the U.S. So on top of the porous border, they want us to take all of these refugees who want, just like the people streaming across the border, we know nothing about. Do you think when Sweden was getting set up with their 55-plus no-go zones that the people coming to Sweden were out there as they were coming across the border saying, hey, don't worry, we're Islamic jihadis and fascists. Show your ankle, ladies, and we'll break you apart with steel rods. They didn't say that. They were like, we're here for a better life. That's what they were saying. That's all they were saying. Now, I talked about this before. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. That's what they say. We're here to stop gun violence. And yet they're advising confrontations between armed police and armed citizens who aren't breaking the law, which has resulted in gun violence. It has resulted in deaths of people who have done nothing wrong, of just regular citizens who just happen to be swatted. Now, for places like the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, I sort of get it. It can't be easy for them these days. Overall rates of violent crime are down. Everything they try gets rejected, and people go buy more guns, and it just keeps going up and up and up and up and up. Gun control standard bearer Barack Obama, he has completely failed on this. This is his one thing he can't get anything on. He can't gain a lick of ground. Gun sales are soaring today. The NRA's approval rating is higher than that of the prominent gun control politicians. They've got all this money, all this outrage. They've got all the anti-gun editorials in big city papers. All these academics and researchers churning out all of this junk, which the media picks up and runs with. You got celebrity endorsements. You got all the years of work, and you got Twitter and the tweets, and you know, their fingers are, you know, bugging them from all of their anti-gun tweets. This is supposed to be their time. It's not working out. So for people like Josh Horowitz and Ladd Everett, what have they got left? They got swatting. They're going to swatting. They're going to advocate for violence. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence is now advocating gun violence against gun owners. Here we have the most extreme of the extreme. Now, we've taken them to task over this before. However, when you're dealing with people like this, it doesn't matter. They're going to keep coming back. Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. They want police officers and gun owners to see each other as enemies, with all the implications that that entails. Which, you know, if you look at it historically, police officers and armed citizens get along pretty good. And they have for centuries. And they will continue to do so. In fact, most of the police, proven by the Police One survey, believe in your right to keep and bear arms, like it when you carry guns. They like it when you own AR-15s. They reject gun control as any sort of magic panacea against violent crime. And that's why the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and Josh Horowitz and Ladd Everett are willing to put the cops at risk as well. And I say to them, and I hope it gets repeated often, I say to them, nice try. Nice try. We, the gun-owning populace, don't want to shoot anybody, least of all cops. Nice try. We will be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Everywhere I go, like I said, everywhere I go most days, well, everywhere I go, G-Code goes with me, because if I'm always wearing one of the holsters, and I'm always carrying the traveler's bag with me, the Contact Series traveler's bag, which is the finest portable, deployable, stuff hitting the fan chest rig out there, taking the Scorpion line and converging it with tactical nylon. Sheer genius. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Here within the Southeast, there are pockets of liberalism. And normally it would be, I don't know, some of your more populous areas surrounded by, you know, guns, of course. Raleigh-Durham is one such place in North Carolina. There you have the Raleigh News and Observer. I don't read them very much because they're liberal and because it makes my head hurt. However, sometimes when they take their vapid bloviating to a new height, it just, you just can't. It's like being driving past a car accident. You just got to look. There, the News and Observer's Ned Barnett has gone the extra mile. He put out an op-ed blaming gun owners for buying guns that are then stolen by criminals. And he's serious. He's serious. That's the same thing as saying, hey, young lady, you shouldn't be wearing that bikini. You're going to get raped. It's your fault that you're getting raped, young lady. You were asking for it. You were asking for it by having that gun in your car. That's why it got broken into and your gun got stolen. Because if it hadn't been in your car, you wouldn't have had it stolen out of your car now, would you? He writes that the growing number of law-abiding Americans who feel compelled to arm themselves is feeding the flow to criminals. Perhaps the phrase should be revised. If guns are outlawed, outlaws will have a harder time finding and affording guns. Interviewed Mike Tilley, who owns a personal defense and handgun safety center in Raleigh, and said that three of his customers, including a law enforcement officer, recently had guns stolen from their cars. But Tilley said that gun thefts from cars is a perverse effect of so many venues banning guns. If gun owners could carry their handguns into more settings, he argues, they wouldn't have to leave them in their cars. Indeed, I never leave my gun in a car. If you see me out of a car, there's one place I will go, and that's simply because I know that they're going to be checking me. And then I have quite the intricate way of securing my gun in the car, which I'm not going to share with you. However, it is quite secure. And if you can pick it up and run away with it, well, you are something else. But that's all beside the point. Every other place, I'm either not going in it or I'm carrying a gun in it. That's just the way it goes. That's just the way it is. Sorry. He writes that Tilley said that the problem isn't just guns left in cars. It's the people who break into cars and then are put back on the street. There have to be consequences, he said, to breaking the law. Mr. Barnett writes, a long prison sentence for breaking into a car would be expensive and unfair, especially because there is no serious penalty for someone who leaves their Glock in the glove compartment and it gets into criminals' hands. There should be a penalty for you leaving a piece of property inside your piece of property where it can legally be. There should be a penalty against that, Raleigh-Durham. Do you guys actually hang out with people like this in Raleigh-Durham? I mean, I got to ask that. I mean, getting out there, that's the same thing as looking at a young woman or any woman who's walking around and maybe showing their calf and saying, look at you, look at you. You hussy. If you get raped, you invited it. Do you really believe that? Barnett thinks that citizens who store their legally owned property in their legally owned property should face a criminal charge for doing so. And he opines that putting criminals who steal guns in prison for an extended period of time would be expensive and unfair. Isn't somebody that steals a gun to sell it, isn't he sort of like an amateur gun runner there, Ned? Shouldn't we be looking out for those guys, Ned? Shouldn't we be leaving the gun running for the pros like the ATF, Ned? This is the kind of stuff you can't make up. This is stuff you can't. I mean, I can't fabricate. I couldn't write this. I couldn't write this thought process at all. Is there anybody out there that believes that anybody invites crime? Now, don't get me wrong. I have been saying, pay attention to your intuition. But there's a very great deal of difference between not paying attention and inadvertently walking into something accidentally and inviting it. Does anybody believe that a woman invites being raped or sexually assaulted? Does anybody believe that? I mean, can a woman dress in any certain way that you will say to me right now, that's sort of inviting it, isn't it, Bill? Now, it might not be wise, but really, I mean, think about this for a second. Please. And here we are in the Southeast, which is turning into the Iron Belt, where a lot of gun companies are moving. And we have this Yahoo in Raleigh-Durham, where they actually have they take pot shots at a lot of cops in Raleigh-Durham, just for being cops. And the enlightened liberal areas, which I'm surprised. Now, one of the liberal areas of North Carolina that I thought was big liberal is Asheville. But Asheville's got the highest rate of people getting concealed carry permits of anybody in North Carolina right now, which makes me sort of wonder what's going on there. I mean, did I get an incorrect read on what I was seeing there? I mean, I was seeing I saw Occupy protests in the streets of Asheville before Occupy New York happened, calling for the same things the Occupy people in New York were calling for. So it was the same sort of protest. And, you go downtown. Well, I shouldn't generalize. I really should. I shouldn't generalize, should I? No. That's bad. That's bad when you generalize. It's bad. You should never generalize. Hard to help, though, sometimes. Sometimes you just can't help it. When we get back, somebody else wanting to have a sensible dialogue on guns. I got your sensible dialogue right here. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lend back at interest, forcing taxes to serve debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, where they started out with holsters and at magazine carriers. Then that changed to the DC-3 line. It changed to a whole sort of conceptual thing. They consulted with Travis Haley. Then that gave way in design to the Scorpion line, which took Kydex and turned it into a multi-piece tension-enhanced magazine carriage, which they then incorporated into the Contact series, which is tactical nylon colliding with Kydex. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Always wanting to have a dialogue. And it always normally will start out from the high-thinking, cerebral minds of people in newspapers. Coming out of some newspaper somewhere called, I think, Jacksonville, from the Times Union. There were headlines, more gun control lawmakers should talk about how to prevent more tragedies. Then injunction, not always enough to save lives, such as in St. Johns County, double homicide. This made some of the writers ponder a few things. One of them was asking him, what's this guy's name? What is your name, Pilgrim? State Senator, it's a female, State Senator Audrey Gibson. She was pondering. She says, does life and liberty in the pursuit of happiness trump the right to bear arms when the Second Amendment threatens life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? How clever is that? Because the Second Amendment exists, your guarantee is infringed upon. They turn life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness into a right. Further, she writes, is it the legislature and the Congress that silences meaningful, long-term discussion on gun violence and prevents action to save lives in our communities? Or is it the cash that flows to those who totally support the gun lobby? See, this is where we get into projection. What I mean by projection is that, you know, most of the people that are for guns are not politicians. Most gun owners are not politicians. So, what we have here is somebody under the auspice of an office, of an elected office, getting out there, asking these questions and making these declarations. And it's all about the money, you see, because with Democrats, it's all about the money. Really, it is. The donations and all this other stuff. She asked, did the shooters of both the reporters in Virginia and the two women in St. John's County own legal guns? Well, we know the shooter in Virginia did, don't we? We know that. Marion Hammer, yeah, out of Florida, she points out that it is the illegal possession of guns that kills people. But then the senator asked, what solutions have the NRA and other gun organizations offered as helpful resolutions to gun violence outside of keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill? None. They're not interested in life. They're only interested in guns. So you see, if you're a gun advocate, if you're a Second Amendment advocate, we just want to kill you all. We want to kill everybody. We're not interested in when somebody gets killed by a gun. We don't care how innocent they may be. We don't care how young they may be. All we care about are guns. We're compensating for ourselves, aren't we? And it's the money. She asks, how does the order of no possession of guns or ammunition work if no one checks whether the person receiving the injunctive order is a registered gun owner? Well, in Florida, there are no registered gun owners, ma'am, if that's where it's actually coming from. And there is no way to check how much ammunition somebody has, because we live in a country that is supposedly free. Yeah. I know you don't like that. With guns, you don't think that should be there. Nor is there anything to require, she laments, to them to surrender both their guns and ammo. Well, that's because there's this thing called due process. All of these things you're pointing out, you're lamenting parts of the Constitution. Sorry, point this out. And unless there's any ideas coming from the gun lobby which are suggestive of something confiscatory, then, you know, these are not good ideas, according to her. Never mind that we're putting more women and children at risk by adding more guns to the mix, like Take Your Guns to the Storm bill signed by the governor last session when, it finally became okay in Florida if there's a evacuation to defend yourself during the evacuation, which I can't even believe they had to write a law for that. She laments the fact that you could be in a room full of loaded guns at a hurricane evacuation center. Then there's the guns on campus bill slated to come before the Florida legislature once again this session. She's worried about that. You don't trust people, do you, State Senator Audrey? You don't trust citizens. And you are particularly insulting when you get out there and say that I don't care and that people like me don't care. We have more care in us about our fellow man than you do. Because I'm waiting for your solution. Is it to have no guns? Because that's not going to work out. The criminals will not come forward and give their guns up. They're criminals. She writes, frankly, I'm sick and tired of looking over my shoulder in a grocery store, a post office, at a restaurant, etc. And I'm sick and tired of pow-pow drop. And I'm sick and tired of the people who are responsible for the pow-pow remaining mute. Move out of the country, lady. Give up your role in government and move out. You clearly are not interested in protecting the Constitution of the United States or, you know, I don't even know what it is in Florida. I'm sure somewhere in there there's something inscribed about people being able to have a gun. This stuff that you're talking about, on one hand, you're vile. You haven't taken the time to do any due diligence. You haven't looked into the subject at all. On the other hand, you don't know what you're talking about. There is no right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Sorry. There's no guarantee of that. You live in a country where you have a possibility of maybe being a state senator. And apparently, you can even be a stupid state senator in Florida. Which, you know what, it's not really. The state is not indicative of what they elect, I guess, in certain areas. I mean, they elected Alan. Well, maybe they are. They elected Alan Grayson, didn't they? He lost office and then he's back in office. Florida, what are you doing? Some of these things that I see some of these guys putting out there, and the mere supposition that we don't care. That always makes me angry to a point where I almost become wishful of violence. And then I realize how it would be such a wasted effort. They would not know what was happening. They would not know what was coming. They have no intuition. They only have this need to be in charge. They have a need to be in charge. They have a need to tell you what to do. And it tears them up that they don't get to. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Last time on the firing line. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Only kind of holster I run. Because of what they are, because of the modularity. Modularity personified. The same holster that I use on my belt can go on a drop leg, it can go on a vest, it can go attached to a car dash. I mean, and the sky's the limit. Wherever I can think of to put it, it will go. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. More than 2 years ago, Cook County, Illinois adopted a $25 gun violence tax on the sale of firearms. This past weekend, the long Labor Day weekend, they had a very bloody weekend. And we see a copycat tax happening now in Seattle, where they're going to try to, you know, tax guns for being sold. Now, I'm pretty sure there's already some sort of tax on them to begin with. As an example, in Chicago on this past Wednesday, 9 people were killed and a dozen wounded. And they got the gun tax. They're projecting that the Queen City in Seattle will take in $300,000 to $500,000 annually, which is sort of pie-in-the-sky optimism. What will happen is that all of the gun shops in Seattle will move out. I don't know if there, I don't think there's any gun shops in Chicago. The Wednesday homicides that happened in Chicago, the victims ranged in age from 11 to 32. The youngster was a victim of a negligent discharge. Others appeared to be intentional. No indication as to whether or not these shootings were influenced by the tax, by the gun violence tax. Since the Cook County gun tax took effect, the number of slayings in the city has crept back upward. It had been declining prior to that. It would be foolish to blame the gun tax for the rising death toll, but it would not be unreasonable to say the tax is not kept down, which is supposed to be the point investing in a so-called gun violence prevention effort, isn't it? So it's not looking good. So while supporters of the Cook County effort may deny it, critics can, with some justification, now that 28 months have passed since the tax took effect, chalk it up as another failure of gun control. And another example of a false promise from the gun ban crowd, which they are all false. They're all going to be false. They never bear themselves out. Interesting question out there right now. In response to this Kentucky clerk of court who's been incarcerated because she won't issue marriage licenses to gay couples, the Democrat clerk of court, hoping to get a little dig in there and looking for more, you know, they're always looking for the next 15 minutes of fame. Hillary Clinton put a message on Twitter saying, officials should be held to their duty to uphold the law, end of story. If only we could apply that to Barack Obama, huh? And they've jailed this Kentucky County clerk for failing to issue a marriage license. Now, should this same standard apply to a New York judge who allegedly won't approve an application for a concealed carry permit? Now, Clinton could comment on that as well because she is a former senator from the Empire State. To quote the now embattled former Secretary of State, uphold the law, end of story. Is this judge defying the law or actually following it as he understands it? If not, then the end of story standard might have been an embarrassing unintended consequence, perhaps for any official anywhere who refuses to issue a permit to a law-abiding citizen. It may not be the end of the story for Paul Monpettit, who retired after more than 20 years with the New York Department of Correctional Services and Community Supervision, according to WWNY News. Monpettit is considering a lawsuit to force County Judge Jerome Richards to approve his permit application, and the retiree may have company. This could turn into class action. That's always fun, class action. There's a new regulation that has been adopted by the county government that applicants for unrestricted concealed carry permits must show proper cause. That's the same sort of requirement that has resulted in lawsuits elsewhere, including the District of Columbia. Now, for most law enforcement, there's already a congressional carve-out for them. But whenever you're considering a concealed carry permit, proper cause, that's what they have in New Jersey. That's what they have in California. Got to show proper cause. Most states have shall issue. Now, according to WWNY, Judge Richards is apparently acting on his own interpretation of state penal law dating back to 1980 in a case that was filed against the New York Police Department. This proper cause requirement forces a permit application in New York to demonstrate a special need for self-protection. That sort of thing wouldn't pass the smell test in a shall-issue state. There is no way, you know, there is no pre-crime. There is no seeing into the future. How do you know that? The fact that you want to walk around and be able to defend yourself is, part and parcel of being an American. In New York, the Northern New York Freedom Fighters, they're gathering paperwork. They may join this lawsuit if it happens. If a person is trustworthy with a pistol permit, a firearm permit to hunt and target shoot, he ought to be trustworthy all the way, said group spokesman Larry Kring. I think the judge should be held to the same standard, don't you? I do indeed. The thing that we have to bear in mind is that we are in a situation now. We find ourselves in a current state here in the United States that is precipitous. There's no particular reason why we couldn't do things and get it back on track, except for the fact that who's going to do it in government? Who's going to do it in government? They're never going to vote for term limits. They're never going to vote to balance the budget. They're never going to, even the things that we could do to actually fund the budget, like go after all the oil in the United States, $187 trillion worth of oil and natural gas. We're not doing that. We're falling behind, and we're getting further and further behind. And with each passing day that the Cardassian mindset permeates most of the United States, we have this moment looming in front of us. It's going to be bad. It's going to be a bad moment. I'm not looking forward to it. because it will probably most likely mean the end of a lot of us. I mean, for all of my willingness and training and everything else, there's certain real realities out there that you have to deal with as a 54-year-old man when it comes to certain things like combat effectiveness. And that's what we may be facing. It may be against our neighbors. It may be against the entitlement people. It may be against parts of the government. It may be, you know, who knows what it's going to be against. And yet I look at things today and I see the how we are, everything is precipitating the next thing. Barack Obama has recently been to Alaska. Didn't see any signs of climate change. Came back saying, I see all these signs of climate change. Climate change is a boogeyman. Racism is a boogeyman. They're not as real as they make them out to be. Are there racist people? Sure. Does the climate change? Yes, it does. But the climate is, you know, the U.S., the Earth regulates itself. It's not something me and you are doing. For every action, there's still an equal but opposite reaction. If one place goes green, another place goes polar. Still, I still have faith in the people of America to do what needs to be done, despite all the stupidity I see out there, despite all of the nonchalance, all the lies, all of the liberal statists out there. They're just noisy. So, the price to continue on with this way of life is vigilance. We'll do it again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.